Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, time for us to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV and talk to our friend Mr. Ben Standig from the Standig Room Only Substack. What's up, Benny? How you doing?
I am doing well. I'm getting a little FOMO here talking to you guys overseas, but otherwise I'm doing well.
Yeah, dude, it's cool here. Like, the experience is cool, but it's a ton of work, dude. You would know it. Like,
it's fun, though, Ben. Don't let JP fool you.
Tonight, I'm looking forward to relaxing a bit. Yesterday was a zoo, and it's been all work today. Not all of us got to go to a chocolateria today.
Hey, man. Had a little fun.
Benny, our AAA poll question of the day is an interesting one. 7 games left for Washington. How many of those 7 will they win? The AAA poll question of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. Mm-hmm. They got 7 games left. Benny, how do you think this goes?
Well, just thinking of this off the top of my head here, I mean, it's amazing that I don't think they're going to win this week, which is crazy considering how we've just been sort of chalking up the Dolphins game as a victory. But right now with the way the Washington defense is going, I don't know. After the bye week, they've got the last 4 games against division opponents. We know how those things kind of throw out the record. So, I don't know, give me 2-5 the rest of the way. That doesn't sound great, but considering they're currently 0 for their last 5, maybe that doesn't sound so bad. Mm.
So I said 2 or 3, which sounds right to me. And honestly, say you go 3-4 over the last 7, you could kind of spin that as a positive. But damn, if that is what happens, you're talking about a 6-11 season. How did we get here, dude?
Well, look, I mean, there's obviously football reasons. I think you can't – it's undeniable, though, that the injuries have been just a huge factor. Now, the injuries exposed their limited depth in certain spots, right? When you lose Terry McLaurin, they just don't have another outside receiver that could replace that. When you lose Dorrance Armstrong, your sack leader, you don't have somebody else who can fill in at the pass rush level. And then, of course, obviously the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. I mean, Marcus Mariota has done a fine job, but, the ceiling is lower when it's not – Daniels. And then that's just like the tip of the iceberg with the injuries, as we know. So that's been a huge part of it. But again, I think it's just exposed the lack of depth, and on defense in particular, that's been, highly problematic. I think the offense, for the most part, has been able to get by and at least be competitive despite the injuries. But the defense, obviously, just a complete disaster, and it's only gotten worse as the injuries have piled up here.
Looking at the injuries, and I understand no one wants to ever just use that excuse that, oh, the injuries caused the problem. I don't think the media wants to do it. I don't think fans look at it. I don't think the team does. But when you really look at it, the injuries are the problem. And then the next people, they come out and they say, well, this team had injuries, that team had injuries. But if that team has been building 5, 6, 7 years, they can withstand those injuries a little better because now they've had guys that might have been in their system 3 years, 2 years, 4 years that can play better than the guys that were in your system 1 year. They had, what, 30-plus new players last year and then 30-plus new players this year? That's not very much chemistry going on. And I think that we overlooked the possibilities of what could have gone wrong last year if we hadn't won those games at the last second. And then when you come into this year, I just think that everything went against you. And, hell, what we could have seen last year, we see this year.
Yeah, I remember last year, the last sort of few weeks of the season when they kept winning games at the last, on the last play, or it wasn't decided until the last play. I kept asking myself, my podcast audience, my cat, anybody who would listen, are we sure this team is good? Like, I could, they kept winning these games. You're just like, how is this happening here? But then they go out into the playoffs and pull off two huge road wins, including, the big shocker in Detroit. And you're just like, okay, well, I guess maybe there's more to it here. But ultimately, kind of what you were just saying, they were fortunate last year, as we know, with injuries. Not too many. Certainly not in the waves like this year. Jaden was healthy, and, just the breaks went their way. And that's fine. It's not a negative. That just things went their way. You got to put yourself in a position to take advantage of it when things mm-hmm. go your way. They did last year. And this year, everything is just the opposite. And it is, mm-hmm. It is only year two of this new regime, and you're right, the depth has not only is there lack of historical cohesion, but there's a lack of depth. I think though the concern here is, and this is what I think the last seven games for me is going to be really about, is do these two draft classes under Adam Peters show more? We've obviously seen the quarterback, and there's been, moments for some other guys, but I don't know how many of these draft picks we're saying here right now are definitive starters in 2026. And that's where I think this gets a little more concerning, because you need these younger guys to fill in and show they're ready to go. And I don't know that we're there yet. And that's, I think, part of what's going on here.
What did the cat say?
Oh, Lenny's a believer. He's a believer in Jaden Daniels. He thinks we're fine.
All right.
It's a really good point to think long haul what is here. You know what I mean? Not just, all right, can you finish maybe 4-3 over the last seven and find some positivity? But, like, what does this look like 26, 27, 28? But the centerpiece of it all is what's most important. And I think knowing that Jaden's here can mask a lot of deficiencies. But at some point, you'd like him to not have to mask deficiencies all the time. This is also – I looked this up. So Washington last season had their bye in week 14.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So they had four regular season games remaining. The Saints game went down to the last play where they broke up a two-point winner that would have won it for New Orleans. The Eagles game that they won at home went down to the last minute when Zach Ertz caught that touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons game went to overtime, and they won on the last play, touchdown mm-hmm. throw to Jameson Crowder. That clinched the playoffs. The Cowboys game, they won on the last play of the game, Mariota to Terry. The Tampa game, last play of the game, the doink going around the world. I mean, that's five in a row, last play of the game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I think as it was going on, greatest thing in the world, we were excited. And as Ben stated, he was asking, what happens if that doesn't happen like that? And I think by watching this year, we have to revisit last year and just realize, as great as the record looked, were they that good? Or we were just that lucky?
Yeah. I mean, look, even in the Detroit game, right? I mean, they get all the credit for the win. The Lions turned the ball over five times while gaining over 500 yards of offense. It's not too dissimilar to what's happening now, except that teams aren't turning the ball over five times. And then simultaneously, Jaden's not throwing – downfield missiles to De'Ami Brown and to Terry and all that. So, they're just missing a lot here. I think we talk a lot about the defense, and obviously that's been a huge problem. I think on offense, the first five games, even when Jaden was out, they weren't performing poorly, right? They, you know, Mariota was in there. They put up over 40 against the Raiders. I know the Raiders are not good, but still. And then that Chargers game, you know, that was the best game they played, I think, you know, all around all season.
Yeah.
And you look at that game, right? You know, Bill had 150 yards of total offense. Debo was a monster for most of that game. And then the next week, Debo pops up on the injury report with a heel issue. He's not been the same since, and it felt like at that point it was just too much for the offense that, as we've discussed, they just don't have enough playmakers. Even with, you know, with Terry and Debo healthy, even if Bill is, you know, running as well as he has at times, they still lack, you know, those explosive players. And at receiver in particular, it just became impossible to scare the defense at all down the field. And all, I think that's just all, you know, led to these problems. But again, at least I think the offense, to a degree, has shown enough. It's just that the defense, boy, I mean, to say it's been a mess the last month would be an understatement.
For sure. Talking with our friend Ben Standig on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Benny at Ben Standig. Check out his Substack, Last Man Standig. I want to circle back to something you said early, that you don't like this matchup. You're worried about them losing to the Dolphins. I mean, I can understand it, the way the defense has played over the last month, but expand on those.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thoughts, if you can.
Well, I think, you know, for one, I mean, the Dolphins come in here having 1-2 of 3, so they're actually, you know, based on results. I mean, they beat the Bills last week. I know the Bills are a little bit up and down than expected this year, but so what? Miami was being viewed as an easy win, and now they're pulling off some good games. Their defense has improved just statistically in the last few weeks, and then offensively, you know, this is sort of the thing with compared to Washington. At some point, it isn't even about talent on some level. It's like, do you have the athletic capability to scare other teams? And the Dolphins have Jalen Waddle and Devin Achane, two of the faster playmakers in the league. Both had huge games against the Bills. You know, just sort of get them the ball and let them make plays. Washington does not have that right now capability. And, you know, as much as Tua Tagovailoa gets, you know, ragged on for being, you know, having a terrible contract and not being worth it, it's not like he's a garbage quarterback. He can still make plays. It's just the value for what he does is not worth it. And, you know, they're obviously also all under the hot seat. They just fired their GM. Is Mike McDaniel going to stay on as coach? So, you know, they have plenty to play for. Not to say Washington doesn't, but it's sort of a different deal. So, yeah, I just fear that Miami is a team coming in here looking at Washington as a bit of a get-right game, and they're doing it with the momentum coming off the Bills with these playmakers against the Washington defense that has not stopped anybody. So, you know, that's my fear. If Washington doesn't get turnovers, or the breaks don't go their way, this may be another track meet where they're on the wrong end of it.
I wish every player goes back to high school and just think about it. When someone played you in homecoming, they were telling you that you were not good. When people start looking at you as that get back game, that's them telling you you're not good. And I hope they come out with that level of pissed off activity and the pride. You know what I mean?
I mean, this is how you know this.
You're right. This is a get right game. That's what people been looking at our defense. Get right. Get stats.
Yeah. I mean, it is crazy how, well, you know, it wasn't even that long ago. You know, I think before the Kansas City game, I was looking at it like the next four games as if they can go with Washington, go 2-2, and then get some of their guys back after the bye, they could still be in this thing. Then they lose three in a row, but automatically the Miami game was viewed as one of the wins. They just had to win one of the other three. Now, here we are a month later, the Dolphins are favored in the game because Washington's looked so poor and Miami's at least looked a little better. So, yeah, things can change. Maybe it'll change for Washington this week with Dan Quinn taking over as defensive coordinator. Obviously, that's the big unknown variable, if that matters or if that changes things for this team. Hopefully, for their sake, it does, and for our viewing sake, it does. Yeah, that's, you know, right now, obviously, they're in a tough spot.
I kind of like them in this spot. I think Miami is so up and down that they could just have a clunker on Sunday. And I think, in a lot of ways, man, I think what Miami did last week against Buffalo was they responded for their coach. Pretty obvious how much pressure is on Mike McDaniel, and he might still get canned at the end of the year anyway. But I think Washington needs to show up for Dan Quinn. We've heard the players week after week say, we're a well-prepared team. We just have to execute. Do you think that message gets hammered home a little bit more now that there has been, even though it doesn't rank in the significant changes of someone getting fired, but the fact that Joe Witt has been demoted, DQ has to take more on, that is a pretty major change.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the saying always is you can't fire the players, you can fire the coach. You know, so they didn't fire the coach here, they demoted him. That still puts, you know, now it puts the onus more on the players and to a degree Dan Quinn as well to say, okay, we changed this piece. Now what? You can't put this on the defensive coordinator. I'm not saying that the players were doing that at all, but just saying, you know, from the perception of it all, that was taking place. And now it's going to be on the players. And, you know, I don't know, it's the weirdest thing, you know, seeing game after game defensive backs run into each other, you know, defensive backs just giving up gobs of yards to receivers, seeing players in the back seven seemingly confused as to where they need to be. If you go back and look at that first Jahmyr Gibbs touchdown catch last week, you know, Jordan McGee is ultimately on him, but he was kind of like moving around all over the place because there seemed to be some confusion. So why is that happening? And does Dan Quinn make that a little bit easier, let them, you know, feel more comfortable with what they need to do? Hopefully that happens, but, you know, it needs to. I mean, you know, whether they win another game or not, they've got to look a lot better. They've got to be competitive. They can't be down 28-0 before some of the people stuck in traffic get in the stadium. You know, so that's the bare minimum, yeah. And we'll see if that starts this week against, again, like you said, JP, a Miami team that's, you know, not particularly good this year. They've been playing better lately, but, you know, they have the same record as Washington, 3 wins. This is not a good team, but so, you know, can
they've
you still,
shown
you know,
better?
I mean, this isn't the Lions, this isn't the Seahawks, this isn't the Chiefs. So that excuse goes out too. So now what do you look like against a team that maybe is closer to your level?
What has, just because we're here, obviously, what has been like the experience at home kind of watching Washington practice here? Like, it's so bizarre. Just generally, when I'm at practice and I tweet out what the coaches say or a video of the players, there's like a ton of interaction. But because it's all happening so early, I feel like this game might be kind of off the radar at home.
Yeah, when they wake up, half the day is over.
Right.
To be honest with you.
So I'll be really honest. It's maybe a little too TMI. On what day did they what is today? Thursday? So on
they left Monday, got here Tuesday morning.
Yeah, so whenever Will Harris was announced that his 21-day practice window was opening, it happened like literally at 4 o'clock in the morning here time. And I caught it in real time because Mother Nature called and I needed to go do some things. And I looked at my phone and you guys were tweeting that they had just made that announcement. But if I don't wake up at 4 a.m, I don't see it till, you know, several hours later. And, yeah, it has kind of flown under the radar because most of the things that are happening are taking place while we're all asleep. And then, again, you know, the reality is, unfortunately, you know, no Jaden. You know, it feels like the competitive part of the season has kind of faded off. So I haven't gotten a ton of sense of, like, people are, like, super-duper excited for this one, other than it's new and it's different. But, you know, look, they're going to be there on Sunday. They're going to watch the game. They're going to hope for the best. But, yeah, the time difference and the fact that the team is not playing at a good level right now, I think, has kind of made this thing far more muted than it would have been otherwise.
I agree. I also think if they were 3-7 and it was Marcus starting and this game was just in Miami, I think it'd be muted also.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there will actually be on Sunday more interest. I think you might have more Commanders fans watching on Sunday a pair of 3-7 teams than we would if it was a 1 o'clock game, because it's 9:30, it's standalone. Mm-hmm. Just watch it. You know what I mean? Unless you're playing golf or have early kids sports, or maybe you're going to church. Like Sunday at 9:30 is a pretty relaxed time for most folks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I debated going out to Vegas this week to avoid any kind of FOMO perhaps of building up, that I was like, let me go do something. And I was like, man, I got to get up at 6:30 to watch this thing. That was a little much. 9:30 is fine, but it is that national window, right? I mean, not that they've had plenty of other national TV games here, so this isn't new, but that national window, especially in the morning, I feel like that's when people are like, I'm going to wake up for this. You better play good football.
And, that may become our new national time, bro.
9:30 is not waking up that early, dog.
Well, I mean, for people who do their usual football routine, I mean, you know, plus 9:30 here. I mean,
if it's 9:30, you up and at him already, Ben. You got to get there by what, 10, 11?
Ben might not be up and at him at 9:30.
Oh, well, look, I'm up and at him, but I'm just saying, you know, if you're a tailgater, 9:30 is early. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun. A little coffee golf.
Go out here, beat Miami, and they start putting us on more early morning games.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Do you think this game is going to get flexed, the next game against the Broncos? You think that we get flexed out of that Sunday night spot?
I don't know. What Denver has, what, Kansas City this week, I think? I mean, so I don't know. I mean, I think this is all on Denver. If Denver keeps winning, as they have been for the most part, then maybe this game stays because they are – you know, by record, a legit contender in that conference. You know, Sean Payton, Bo Nix. I don't know if that does enough for a national audience, but there's that. But, yeah, Washington's not helping that cause. So I think Denver has to stay on. Otherwise, yeah, I don't see how they don't flex it out.
We shall see. All right, buddy, thank you for the time.
Hi, Ben.
You fellas, enjoy your time over there. Very jealous, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, dude.
Don't sleep past 9.
Stop playing cat. Man.
Yeah, get that cat to wake you up. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I want to play some Amon-Ra St. Brown audio because it's an interesting situation, what happened to Duron being suspended this week. And Duron can't throw that punch, period. But you wonder if it gets to that level, if it's properly flagged in the first place. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about the great work the folks at Metropolitan Moving and Storage can do for you and your family. Listen, Metropolitan Moving, I've known these guys a long time. They've been great for me and my family, and they can do the same for you. When we had the flood in my house, my boy McCarty reached out to me right away, said, how can we help? Put me in touch with a contractor, got me a whole bunch of boxes to box stuff up. That's the level of service you get because these guys are the best. They're trusted by real estate agents. They're trusted by commercial lease experts. They can move your house or your office, whatever it is you need. They can also do some storage. Say you want to sell your house, you want to get it staged, they can come to your house, box everything up, put it in storage, and then when you sell your house, close on your new house and move in, deliver it then. You never have to share truck space with these guys. They'll give you a free on-site estimate with one of their moving consultants, and whatever it is you're looking for, say you've got high-end art or sculptures, they could put that in specialized crates so nothing gets damaged during moves. They're the best. Look for them. DCMetropolitanMoving.com. That's Metropolitan Moving and Storage. DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.